viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your families healthy and to remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, understanding the hidden dangers and possible solutions, prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant, bodybuilder, trainer, pulse, now into pulses and nanotechnology and nano solutions. Utilizing different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods, and also fields and pulses. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, AugmentinForce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. I have on my website a link, augmentinforce.com. On that link, you will see a catalog link. And in that catalog link, you will access all kinds of stuff. Flash drives, for instance, t-shirts, triangles, pulsers, tinctures, books, DVDs, an assortment of things that may help you in your endeavor to come up with solutions to help yourselves in healing your bodies. For more information, you can reach me here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. I also do consultations as well for those of you in need of advice and suggestions on how to go about solving the issues that you have at hand. If you'd like to have any questions or comments on the show pertaining to the content of the show, feel free to do so at 208-935-0094, and today's date is 10/14/2017. And you know what? Despite the elite's activity to terminate the human race, we are still here. I've been looking a lot lately in regard to some of the things that are going on, some of the things that are happening, and more I'm finding everyone's coming around on the same page, on the same thinking. We're all coming around and everyone is what's going on here? Everyone's coming around because of the level of intensity that's happening right now, especially with nanotechnology, nanobiology, how it's altering our genetic code, the transgenics, epigenetics that we've been exposed to, the vaccines, the fluoride in the water, the mercury in our mouths. Decades and decades and decades of corrupting the human genome. And it's coming to a head very rapidly. And I've got a theory. Again, this is speculation and nothing more. And I'm putting it out there as speculation. But everybody believes the elite is going underground. Everyone believes the elite is going under a bunker. I don't think so. I think the elite are going up to Mars. In fact, everything is indicating that they are getting off the planet. Elon Musk has built a rocket called BFR, which meant Big Effin' Rocket. I can't say the word on the radio because it's not polite, but the point is they are building rockets and they're sending up all kinds of satellite technology. The Chinese are sending up tons. The East Indians are sending up tons. The Russians are doing stuff. The Americans are doing stuff. The French are doing stuff. It seems like everybody and their mother, Japan, is throwing stuff up there, is dealing with satellite technology. And they're building rockets. So they obviously have figured out something in the Antarctic as far as get out of jail card. But that's my thinking. Because the 3 volts, the volts, remember, those volts that they've collected to collect the seeds? They've got all the seeds from all over the planet that have not been genetically engineered or have been supposedly clean. Do you ever think possibly that they've been transporting those seeds off-world? Just a thought. Because where can you plant them on the planet? if you plant those seeds in the ground, they'll become transgenically altered because of the glyphosates, because of the chemtrails, because of the frequencies that are affecting. Now we're going to be throwing out 5G. 5G is going to weed out the weak very quickly. 5G is going to weed out those who, you know, are under the assumption that we are in a, you know, a planet of evolution where we're evolving the human race. This is going to be the wake-up call of wake-up calls. And if you think all the things that we've talked about on past shows with genetics and transgenics, epigenetics, nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, it's pretty clear. If you have a chance, go watch the movie Avengers Age of Ultron. I want you to go revisit that show if you can. That is going to give you some interesting highlights with what we know now and what we've been talking about in the last little while, and referring to artificial intelligence running the planet. They have stated throughout that movie, they gave you all kinds of clues and hints and innuendo that man is no longer controlling the planet. There's one scene where the guy says, "I only talk to the man in charge," and he gets booted in the head by the artificial intelligence and says, "There is no man in charge." They are telling you unequivocally that they have lost control of the artificial intelligence. In the movie, they are trying to show that the super soldier program that they have in place is going to save the day. The artificial intelligence will eat super soldiers up for a snack. There is no touching the AI with a super soldier. That is such comic book fantasy. It's not even funny. But this is the thing. This is the thing that they're trying to perpetrate, that there's going to be the super soldier program, the genetic engineered man that's going to stop the synthetic man. There will be no contest. No contest. The AI will have figured out, deduced the genetics of these super soldiers, and will have neutralized them in all about 5 minutes. You have to understand that we are dealing with something that's completely horrific beyond belief. I don't even believe anymore that the chemtrailing that's going on right now is even being done by the military-industrial complex anymore. I think it's all being controlled by artificial intelligence. They gave over the weapon system to the AI. The AI, can you imagine that? We have surrendered our control of the weapons on this planet to a bloody machine that all it knows how to do is to take algorithms and patterns and deduce from those algorithms and patterns the best course of action based on the most logical approach without any concern of the consequences. The movie name again is Avengers Age of Ultron. You know, if you want to go torrent it, you can. If you go look on YouTube, you can. YouTube will probably give it to you in fragments, but you'll get the general idea. When you see an artificial intelligence, it starts off with them fighting some bad guys and getting a hold of this technology. And in the technology, what they do is the technology reboots itself finally, and it becomes, and then starts accessing the other AI. Actually assimilating the information that it had already collected. And then there's a scene where the one AI neutralizes the other AI. An alien AI and a human-made AI. And when you see the progression of this AI, it starts to assemble a body for itself to be able to host it in. And then proceeds to, again, develop as a anomaly throughout the movie. And in its development, you see that it is upgrading its programming without the need of any human intervention. And that's what's going on today with artificial intelligence. It has its own self-learning subroutines where it can now upgrade its own program. Imagine teaching a machine like that for war. Imagine, imagine that. Imagine that there is a device that can sit there and analyze, see what's going on, and program itself for new parameters and to expand its knowledge base based on what it observes, based on the facts that it can accumulate. That's a pretty tough foe to take out. It's thinking in very rational ways at a very high velocity. We're probably talking attoseconds or femtoseconds in regarding to the speed at which it can attenuate and, you know, incorporate and integrate its programming. It takes us trial and error, you know, many times before we get a solution properly. Then all of a sudden you've got a machine that can do this. Okay, as far as the airplanes go and that you're seeing that are in stealth mode, I got news for you. You got nanoparticles on your skin right now that if you put a lens directly on your skin, you will not see the particulate matter because it will reflect the light so that you can't see it. Now, if you angle the lens or angle the view from the side, you will see the nano, either the fullerenes or whatever. So we are in that age of technology where it's a lot further than what I've been telling you. There are products coming out now in the health food industry, and I'm going to try to give you again a heads up on what to look for, because you have to recognize that this industry is a prostitute. It's a whore. It's a street corner whore crying out, "Hey, look at me, I got this for you." And in reality, what it has is nothing but drainage, draining the very life right out of you. There's a product out there right now. It's an oil-based product, and they're saying that it has a fullerene material to it. It has all this antioxidant properties, all this longevity crap, and everything else. Now, if you've been hearing my voice, and you've been hearing me talking about nanotechnology, I mentioned fullerenes, I mentioned dendrimers, I mentioned polyfullerenes, I mentioned bots and dots and quantum dots and so forth and so on. When you hear a company propagating a product with fullerenes, red bells should be going off in your head. Red alarm. I have people contact me all week on this product. Five of them contact me. And I couldn't believe how mesmerized and how dumb they were, how dumbed down they were. Instead of investigating the fullerene content, they started looking at the guru hocus pocus. Okay, and so when you hear these terms, it should automatically be sending a signaling pathway to your brain. Don't get entertained by the gurus here or the so-called studies that they've got. Studies are only as good as for those who pay for them. And you see a bunch of studies out there, and, you know, if you're not seeing anything negative, then that should be your first alarm bell going off, because nothing works for everybody. You know, it may work for a lot of people, but in this case, I mean, we've talked about liposomes. Liposomes are basically a fat that surrounds a molecule or a component for delivery. That's all it is. Now imagine we're taking a nanotechnology, putting it in a liposome base, delivering that to your system. Now it's going right to your liver and directly into your brain. Because everything that goes into the liver goes into the brain. And now we have fullerenes that now will assemble in your brain, making connections to your brain. Elon Musk was talking about putting a device into the head so that you could access artificial intelligence, so that you would be on an equal pairing with those people who would have been genetically enhanced. Now, why would they be genetically enhanced unless somebody enhanced them? Now, think about this for a minute. Interfacing or integration is a two-edged blade. Not only are you jacking into it, it is now jacking into you. That's what's going on. Now, it has to have a access point to do this. It has to have something to bind with. Something that it can resonate a frequency through so that you can have a better connection, a better contact. These types of products that they're selling are there to hijack you so that you can become more readily assimilated through the production and the replication of these nanoparticulates in your head, wiring you up for circuitry. This is not a far-fetched sci-fi movie anymore. You know, when I'm telling you these things, you can go on my website, and if you don't think anything my website is biased, that's fine. Go look it up then. I have saved you the trouble. But if you think that my website might be biased because I'm very much anti-nano, I'm very much anti-AI, I'm very much anti-epigenetics and transgenetics, I'm very much anti-frequencies, especially this 5G, you would have to be a blithering idiot to not examine this for your own good. Just to sit there and assume and then not take the responsibility that you should be taking for your own actions, thinking, well, you know, this guy told me that. There ain't going to be any retribution by saying to somebody that I listen to this guy or listen to that guy. Okay, the retribution will come along if you've done everything that you could do and you did everything you could possibly do right and something still happened to you, then you would be exonerated from any repercussions. But anybody who is just blindly today, just listening to anybody talking in any way, shape, or form, in regard to this technology, you would have to be a moron. You know, and then you know what? At that point, you deserve what comes. You deserve to be integrated and assimilated because that's what will happen. Like I said, it's a twofold or a two-edged sword. You are not only jacked into it, it is now jacked into you. And it can now download into you whatever it deems fit. When they're telling you, okay, the AI is killing us video, if you watch that, when they're telling you that the AI can now make a decision to fly a drone over the Pacific and drop a payload and on a country or area, and then land itself on an aircraft carrier, what is that saying? It is saying that the interface is not only one way that the machine is connected to the artificial intelligence, but the artificial intelligence is also connected to that machine and is now giving it a directive to function. And if you are interfaced or integrated with this machine, you too will have the same aspect. You will have the programs downloading through you as well. This is the nature of this technology. This is not about, in any way, shape, or form, going to benefit us in any way. When, you know, I talk to people this week, it's been really unique. I've been using the prophecy of Daniel, the Nebuchadnezzar prophecy about the gold head and the clay and iron feet. Clay and iron feet are the integration of human and human technology. The golden head was the most advanced civilization that ever existed on the planet. They are more advanced in sciences and arts, music. They understood the nature of the concepts of God. I mean, they all were connected on that level. You know, and today we have come down to a point where we're now integrating humanity with technology because it has devolved so far down the chain. You know, when you look at every civilization that occurred before us, the iron, the brass, the copper, the silver, the gold, you know, and all the other metals in between, you know, we are in a doldrum here. We are in a doldrum. You know, this is the science we have today is so far down in the toilet. We are not as advanced as we have been told. We are actually backward. And I've often said many a times, even on these shows, we have to get back to the future. We have to go back to where we're supposed to be, going into the future. We're heading toward entropy. Entropy, in essentially, means the end of everything. So when we're looking at where we're at today, Nobody should be pounding on their chest saying, "Oh, look at the developments we've done." We've done nothing. This is a rerun. And the means and ends that we're using today in order to create some of this technology is not man-friendly. It's not man-friendly. Somebody told me that the word human meant beast. So if we're calling ourselves humans, we're calling ourselves beasts, and beasts have no rights in our society. Men have rights. If you're a woman, you also have rights because you are a man, indirectly. You know, so we have to start thinking in terms of, you know, we are mankind. They have tried to take that away in calling us humankind. The reason why they went to humankind is because they look at us as nothing but beast. If we didn't consent to being technologically violated, okay, then they have repercussions to deal with. And you should be saying regularly that you didn't consent. I didn't consent to this. I didn't consent to be merged with a machine. I didn't consent to be experimented on with nanotechnology. I didn't consent to have my body vaccinated. I didn't consent to be consuming fluoridated water that they know full well can poison you. You know, I didn't consent to be poisoned with transgenic foods. I did not consent to have my skies violated with nanoparticles that will allow access to an artificial intelligence to move through the planet. So you have to, deal with what we're talking about today. You know, in terms of who we are, what we are, what they have made us. By inducing all these components into us, they have turned us into something less than human. And then they try to force this crap on us, you know, with parents saying, "Oh, you need to get vaccinated or else you're not going to be..." I'm still waiting for the point in time, and I think it's right around the corner, that if you don't get vaccinated, you're not going to be able to be part of the system. And they want you to be just a cog in the wheel, just baloney about having a job. You need a job. Yo, my gosh, the job's man, you need to work, job. And they got you on this fear factor about a job. Whatever happened to the term enterprise? Whatever happened to the term, free enterprise, autonomy, self-employed? They got everybody, and then what happens is they got everybody so afraid of the job baloney that now you'll work for less money than you're worth, and work longer hours and harder hours. And then you feel some kind of satisfaction that you've allowed yourself, this ordeal. The people in the unions back in the 60s would be turning over their graves today if they're still alive, seeing what has transpired. They fought like hell to get these benefits for people so they wouldn't have to do these kind of things, and it would force companies to, again, look at what's going on and take care of the workers properly. Now everybody's giving back everything that these guys fought for. The job is not something you should be looking at. An enterprise is something you should be looking at. If more of us had enterprises, and we would then have better control of what we would want, we wouldn't have to deal with AI. AI would not have us. We wouldn't have it. So when we're looking at what's going on today, the idea of freedom, okay, the word itself implies that you have choice, that you have access and choice. The only thing you have access to is Walmart, Kmart, Sears, Target, whatever grocery chains you have, and whatever products they deem fit to sell you, or they deem fit to poison you with. You ever notice that? You go to the store and you're buying a product, and you look at the ingredients, and this is, and they advertise on TV. Okay, you women, you look at the woman's hair on TV, and she's got this nice, shiny, thick hair, and she turns her head, and the hair just sort of goes with a flow, and whatever. That's a wax. That's a Carnauba wax or some kind of polymer bond wax. And it's based on nano. And yeah, it looks really good, but it causes severe brain damage and chemical poisoning. Same with the guys, you know, they got you guys vaping. Oh, this is better than smoking cigarettes. It's just, there's no tobacco, the pollution, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's cleaner. Finding out now it causes more cancer than the regular cigarette does. Because once those elements are heated up, it changes the chemical composition, and you are dealing with polymers. So like I said, anything they're giving you, look at the Viagra pill, Cialis. I think they even got one for women now. Look at the pill. Look at the component. They've got aluminum in it. Aluminum. And it's on a nano scale. And probably titanium dioxide as well. Go look up the ingredients in these things. And these guys are swallowing these pills just so they can get a flagpole raising event. Not realizing that it's burning out the signaling pathways from their brain to their reproductive system. Like I said, it's incredibly, not only are they hijacking, they're also making you pay top dollar for products that are extremely poisonous. I was, again, in the grocery store the other day, and I was looking at some of the products, and I'm reading the toilet paper. I'm thinking, what the heck? You know, they got all these agents and whatnot, chemicals on the toilet paper. And then I was looking at, like I said, some of the soaps, the more expensive soaps. And they've got poison to the gills, and they're charging top dollar for it. Alrighty, come on back, and we'll get in more into this so that you can see what's going on, what's happening here. Alright, talk to you in a bit.
Not only for the rich, but for you. Can you survive another stock market collapse? The Between the soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Kettle Moraine offers over 60 years' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail of the balance and protection of your family. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation of ours, Kettle Moraine can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you so richly deserve. We invite you to visit KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call Kettle Moraine at 623-327-1778 for a private consultation. That's 623-327-1778. Don't be a loser. Call Kettle Moraine today.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the second half of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Before the break, I was talking about, you know, how mankind, how men and women have been violated and have been, have been poisoned with products, but how many of you actually go into a grocery store and read the ingredients on your toilet paper, your tissue paper? How many of you actually go into a grocery store and read the canned goods that you're buying, the ingredients in the canned goods, or the packaged cereals that you're feeding your children that you shouldn't be feeding them? How many of you are actually looking at the components of the vegetables you're buying? When you see the term organic on a product, it is such rubbish today. It means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, everybody you talk to today, I'm seeing this more and more, people are waking up to that reality. You know, when you mention that organic really is nothing, they tell you, yeah, we know that. We've looked into it, and it really today boils down to nothing. You know, how can you have an organic product when you've got poison in the atmosphere? How can you have organic in a product when the neighbor beside you is poisoning his fields and is blowing over to yours? You know, how can we? And then again, when you're looking at the whole organic, you know, melee that they're throwing out there at people, how come with all the people eating all these organics, some of them are still just as sick of people who don't eat organics? You know, I mean, seriously, when you start thinking about this, and then you're paying what for these organics? So, I mean, how many of you actually read, even when you're buying tools or clothing or, you know, looking at where these things are made from or coming from? You know, it just seems to me that since we have so many things targeting the race of people, you know, cultures, ethnicities, so many things hitting mankind, that it makes you think in terms of what's going on. We get caught up in these gender things, these gender trender things that they do. You know, you're getting caught up in basically an animal mentality. Because basically they have created this through breeding and transgenics and epigenetics. You never seen this 50 years ago. Why? Why didn't we see transgenders 50 years ago? We didn't even hardly see any cross-dressers 50 years ago. You had the odd one, and it was an anomaly at best, but it wasn't a like the thing they show you from Florida, the Walmart videos. You know, every time you see somebody in there, they're cross-dressing and they're weird. Somebody sent me a picture the other day of somebody, a guy rollerblading with long hair, muscle bound, wearing a pink tutu and a pink leotard, or not leotards, whatever the heck it is, like a bathing suit, but it was a woman's bathing suit, pink, bright pink, and he was wearing it and rollerblading. We never saw stuff like that. Why? Because the food supply, the air we're breathing, and the water we're drinking didn't have the genome in it to create this anomaly. And when you are starting out from the gate, from birth, and your parents are exposed to this, and then you get exposed to it by just further consuming the foods that are out there, and then you also give birth, or share your DNA to give birth, and then that child now also has its genetic code now altered. After 4 or 5 generations, or 4 or 5 decades, you wind up with these anomalies. And this is why I think the elite are leaving. This is going to be a bloodbath like never before. Because the standards that are there are no longer, there's no longer any real centralized standards to speak of. Even when you're talking about God, there is no really anything centralized there, which it's pretty hard to do. You know, especially when you got, you know, the TV evangelicals and the New Age movie stars now coming off thinking that they're high priestess or priests of some kind of universal consciousness or some kind of God that they worship or bow down to. Can you imagine praying to a rock or a tree or a stone? Can you imagine praying to some dirt? Imagine looking up in the sky and praying to a star? Really? But that is where we have, that is where they have brought everybody back to. You know. Okay. When we're looking at, again, the diminishing of man to a human, or diminishing of a creative being from God to a beast, this is what these elites have done. This is what these demon-spawned children have done to the planet. Or alien-spawned children have done to the planet. And we've allowed this because we thought we had to be tolerant. I think there is a measure for tolerance and leniency and mercy. But I think there's a time when it's going to cross and violate the very core of who we are and what we are. There should be no quota given. None. I think in that regard, we should be taking a straight stand. Somebody may be ignorant and not aware. That's one thing. But someone to come out flagrantly to create a dissension, to create a destructive aspect to things that are true and moral and ethical. Again, that there's no tolerance. We shouldn't tolerate this. That's been the problem. We have become tolerant to the things we shouldn't have, and things that we should have been more merciful with, we become very hardcore against. When we hear the rhetoric on television that we should be killing Muslims, why? We should be killing Jews, why? We should be killing Hindus, why? We should be killing, you know, Buddhists, why? We should be killing those who believe in the Creator, the natives. Well, that's been going on anyway. But why? Why should we be killing anybody? You know, that's the question. Why should we be killing anybody? You know, if God is the creator of life, shouldn't we be emulating that creation, that aspect of creation? So when you're looking at some of the things that you're being told, you know, if you're a Christian, you're believing in Christ, and you're believing in Jesus, I don't see him killing anybody. In fact, I see him healing people. I even see him healing people that didn't even believe in the same things he was talking about. You know, if you look at, you know, other belief systems, in general, they looked after their own kind, took care of their own, protected their own, but would not tolerate anything that would cause a disruption between their connection with God and the people, because there was always a repercussion. So my point is, you know, when we're looking at some of the things that you're hearing today in the media, you may want to really investigate these things. Do not do a Google search. I've said this many a time. Google is a waste of time. Unless you're looking for patents or unless you're looking for PDFs, and then you have to have the access code to get into Google to get that. Generally, a search in Google is a waste, is an exercise in futility. Because you're only going to get what the government gives you. You know, and or whatever they want you to have. You got to go beyond the peel. You got to peel not only the onion, but you got to maybe peel a layer away from the onion. Because what's beyond that is what is being covered up. You know, I was looking at historically all the things that we have been given to heal, cure, fix, repair, regenerate, restore, men and women. And what I've seen happen, and as I, you know, peel back the onion, I find another thing. I find something else. I find, you know, something with salt or something with copper or something with iodine or something with turpentine or kerosene or something with a, you know, a combination of different things that everybody can make themselves. And I see that we are not using those things anymore. We're using a drug that has 30 side effects. We're getting injected with a vaccine that has now nano particulates, poisons of all kinds, genetically damaging materials. You know, they can alter us through epigenetics. And instead of using the things that does heal and does cure and does restore, we're actually infecting a race on a planet to wipe them out or to cause an extreme damage, you know, a life-altering change as a result of the exposure to these compounds that are designed to alter your, not only your genetic code, but even the way you think, even the way you perceive information, even the way you understand things, even the way you retain things. How many of you listen to my show, hour later, can't remember what I talked about? What the heck was he talking about? I was listening to his show for 2 hours. What the hell did he say? That's the aluminum. That's the lithium. That's the cadmium. That's the titanium. That's the nano silver. That's the nano metals. Getting into the brain, lodging into the brain, and creating a network in the brain, causing your brain to short out and oxidize. Because you have a lot of fat in the brain. Where do you think the light perfusion is coming from? Where do you think all these brain issues that are happening, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, where do you think that's coming from? They say they have no answers. You know, how, you know, they're saying that they have no answers. How can you not have an answer knowing full well that certain components that you get exposed to can cause these issues? Mercury. And you got titanium. You got, like I said, silver. You've got cadmium. They get into the brain, cause brain damage. Lithium. And then they turn around in the health food industry and decide to sell you lithium orotate. It's still a salt bound with an acid, which makes it more viable and penetrable into the brain, causing more brain damage. And then we're getting lithium in the sky. Like I said, when you're looking at the health food industry today, it's nothing but a whore on a street corner saying, look at me, look at what I got. Look at my pretty whatever. And then you get caught up in the pretty. Ooh. Next thing you know, you get aroused, and then you're in trouble. And that's what the health food industry does too today. It gets you all aroused, gets you all wound up. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy this fullerene material. Oh, yeah. Well, look at the studies on it. Oh. It's hilarious in one way. It really is. I have to commend those who have perpetrated this, because they've done a fine job in doing it right under everybody's nose and doing it in front of everybody, and everybody just allowing them to get on. It's a sad state of affairs when the media is supposed to let and inform the general population of the dangers of such as this to occur, that's occurring in a nation, and goes silent, says nothing. In fact, clouds the incidences so that you can't make a distinct decision in regarding to eliminating the cause. That's amazing. When we're looking at television always candy coats everything you're watching. How many of you have seen those Ensure commercials? Oh, all this pretty colors and configurations, and they got the purples and the pinks all set up, you know, the foo-foo colors. For the foo-foos that have been converted to foo-fooism because of genetic damage. See, I don't blame a homosexual for being a homosexual today, and I don't blame a transsexual for being a transsexual, and I don't blame anybody who's got even lesbianism. I don't blame these people. I blame the elites. I blame the banks. I blame the medical field. I blame the media for allowing and for perpetrating and for causing these issues to occur to these men and women, which have turned them into beasts, turned them into humans. They have been damaged, and some of them irreparably damaged, because of the transgenics that they've been exposed to. And because a lot of them were poor and a lot of them didn't have the opportunity to have what they needed in order to avert or correct the genetic code, after three or four generations, we have damage. And I think, in all honesty, if there are people who have been impacted this way through transgenics and epigenetics and through metals that are metallic endocrine disruptors, I think you should seriously sue the living blazes out of these corporations and chemical companies that have infiltrated your genetic code. They should pay severely for what they've done to you. And that's how I see what has happened. I don't see them as, you know, there are some of them that are evil and corrupt, and this is for sure, and there's some of them are demonic as all blazes, and this is true too, but there is a lot of them, and I get emails sometimes telling me that this is something they don't really want to do, but they feel compelled to do it, and they don't feel like they're in control anymore. And some of that now I understand. 20 years ago, I'd have thought they were crazy. But today, after peeling back the onion, I begin to understand what happened. And a lot of the answers that we're looking for are in history. Even the last six decades, when we look at what has transpired in the last six decades, we can see how we have come to a terminal point. And the earth itself has got a rhyme and rhythm to it. It's got a balance to it, and it's got an equation. And that's just the way God programmed the planet. It will have a rebounding effect or a blowback effect of all the things that have been done. You know, like it says, you reap what you sow. You can't keep poisoning a planet and not expect the planet to do something dramatic to clean its mess up. So when we're looking at, you know, all the aspects of what's going on, and you get a big picture, this is where tolerance comes in, and this is where intolerance should come in. The tolerance should be for the victims of these experiments. The intolerance should be the ones who perpetrated these experiments. They should pay full price. Full price. Tony, no chemtrails for 2 weeks. However, there's still a haze, not dark blue, but it is blue skies. Do they have... What you're getting, Blondie, is a spread of the chemtrails. You don't have a blue sky. You got a haze. That haze is the chemtrails. And they are chemtrailing about 20 or 30 miles above the ionosphere, last I heard or last research I got on it. So they are not just chemtrailing where we can see it. They're chemtrailing far higher. and which may increase the density of the chemtrailing that they're doing now. Don't assume for 1 minute that they stopped. If you live anywhere in North America, that would be a facetiousness of you in order to think in those terms. They are not going to stop until you're dead. End of story. They need to layer the sky with these chemtrails, partly for whatever, to control the weather for sure, but also for allowing the artificial intelligence to move across the planet. This is a circuit being built, a grid being built on the planet. And this is to allow for better so-called communications. You know, those cell phones that everyone's buying, you know, the new phones that are going to be more, you know, high-end. This is one of the reasons why that stuff's up there, so you can transfer a signal across the planet without any problem. Right, before I go on, I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. This is a network, again, that's putting it out there. It's getting the info to you. It's setting you up so that you can be prepared. So give them what you can in your support. It's only fair that you can support them to keep them going. Instead of supporting NBC, ABC, and CBS, which are killing you, why not support a network that's trying to help you? Just my thinking. All right, then you got ByeByeBlueSky.com with Susan Meyer, and you got Gag Canada with Bernadette Green up here in Canada. We got two activists here that are getting it out there, getting it going, getting it rolling. So if you can, go to their sites, check them out, check out the information. They're always upgrading with new information. I think Susan's going to be probably putting stuff out on the 5G eventually or something to that effect. But we're, again, check them out. These are good people that are dedicated to try to get you information, to get you to wake up and network with each other. That's going to be the big key, to be truly networked with one another. So check them out. Then you got me down here in 519-977-5351 or independs at yahoo.com. On my website at augmentenforce.com. There's a catalog link, and in that catalog link, you're going to see some amazing things. You're going to see a triangle. You're going to see a bucket. You are going to see repulsors. You are going to see a flash drive, a 32-gig flash drive with about 30 gigs of information, a library of information that you can, will come in handy during any kind of time, which will help you maybe thrive through it. We also have traditional remedies as well, and tinctures and other formats, and we also have books on, again, DVDs, separate or single or combined, all in one package. And there's also sites there where to send funds. So if you go on the main page and you look at where to send funds, depending on where you live, if you live in the United States, you would send funds to the U.S. If you live in Canada or in Europe or abroad, you would send to Canada. So again, take a look at the site, augmentenforce.com. Check out the catalog link, and we'll go from there. And as well, I do consultations, so all we'd have to do is set up an email, let me know that the country or state or province you're living in, and time zone, and we'll go from there. Alrighty. When we're looking at the things today that are going on, and we're looking at what's happening, you know, the political structure for the most part is a farce. It's an entertainment game to distract us. And I think we need to utilize our time more efficiently by networking together, helping each other build the arc that we're going to need to get through these tough times. We're going to have to learn how to make shielding to block frequencies so that our DNA stays intact, so our brains stay intact. We need to come up with ways to remediate our DNA and our genetic code. We need ways to come up with as far as growing and planting food that doesn't have transgenics or epigenetic characteristics to them that can affect our genetic code. We need to come up with better ways, better systems for the computer so that artificial intelligence cannot hack the system. See, these are things that if we were working together as a network could resolve and solve. And we can minimize these dangers that we're facing today in today's times and what's coming in the future. You know, if we knew then what we know today, we wouldn't have wasted our time running after frivolous, stupid things. Oh, they already got it. Frank, there's copper underwear, there's RF underwear, there's baseball caps, there's t-shirts, there's caps. I came up with an idea this week and I shared it with 20 people in the group I'm working with. How to block getting hit with a frequency directly into the head because our computers are targeting us. And basically it's a copper hanger that you forge to fit your head. Then you get copper mesh and go across it and then wear it on your hat like a beanie. So again, when we're looking at things we can do, this is what I'm saying. We are always looking at ways to negate and neutralize. So anything that we can come up with and work together on and cooperate with will be to our benefit, to everybody's benefit. Okay? Because we, doesn't matter, I want to tell you now, get past the stupidity of being racist, get past the stupidity of being ethnic, get past the stupidity about religion, get past the stupidity about whatever barrier they put between you, economic or whatnot. This is killing the planet. Period. Doesn't matter what your status is, it is killing you. Doesn't matter if you've got middle income, you got a great job, and you're making great money, it's killing you. Doesn't matter if you're living in a ghetto, yeah, wherever it may be, and you've got nothing and you're on welfare, it's killing you. All right, come on back. The second half, we'll see if we can come up with some answers. What do you think? All right, talk to you in a bit.